Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Takeaway. We want to apologize in advance for any of the excerpts from campaign commercials that we're going to play during this segment that you have heard so much that they make you want to run screaming for your attic or basement and huddle quietly. Yes, exactly. It's starting to get noisy in these last days of the campaign, and it's a little like a Mad Lib when you hear some of the scripts, where you just a sort of blank, insert name of candidate,
blank.
Votes to send jobs
party.
Overseas.
Insert party. Right? Yeah.
Insert party. Vote no against blank. I mean, the scripts are interchangeable almost. The accusations are very, very similar. Both sides are accusing each other of very similar things. The question is, how do you determine truth? How do you determine the veracity in the midst of so much noise? Bill Adair, editor of PolitiFact and the Washington bureau chief for the St. Petersburg Times, joins us from Washington, D.C. to help us possibly decode. I mean, I think decode is our mission this morning, wouldn't you say, Bill Adair?
Yeah, absolutely. I love your analogy of the Mad Libs. That's exactly what we've seen. We have now eight PolitiFact state sites. These are journalists in eight different states that are doing fact-checking using our Truth-O-Meter. And indeed, what we've seen in so many of these states are cookie-cutter ads where either the Chamber of Commerce or another group is running ads, or the candidates are, that just sound identical. And so it's actually made our fact-checking not quite so hard, because the fact-check we did in Texas is pretty much what we're going to do in Oregon, is what we're going to do in Virginia.
Wow.
Let's talk methodology for a second, just to get people on the same page of how you do what you do and get a sense of what new tricks are out there in this particular campaign. And then I'm going to give you a million examples as much as time allows. First of all, your methodology, Bill.
You bet. PolitiFact is a fact-checking site. Basically, we do good old-fashioned accountability journalism. We research the claims that the candidates are making, either on the stump or in their TV ads, and then we rate them on our Truth-O-Meter from true to half-true to false to our lowest rating, pants on fire. And what's different about us is we're truly a webby form of journalism. It's a new form of journalism that we created that really takes advantage of the web. It collects the ratings for each candidate, so you can look at any individual's page and see how many true, half-true, et cetera, that they've gotten.
And distortions don't necessarily come in the form of ads. How can people get false information through non-traditional channels?
Well, chain emails is the first one that comes to mind. And it's important to recognize that how things have changed. Back 20 years ago, the overwhelming way that people got their political information was TV ads. And now it comes from many different sources, because people aren't just watching the evening news or primetime TV. They're getting news from news sites on the web, from blogs, from commentary sites, but also from their inbox, from chain emails. And so we rate a lot of the chain emails that spread largely incorrect information.
So in theory, it makes your job harder, but I suspect perhaps a lot more fun. We go now to the state of California, where the first voice you're going to hear, Bill, is Barbara Boxer, the Senate candidate, up against Carly Fiorina. So Barbara Boxer first, then Carly Fiorina, the Republican candidate, and we'll talk about what they said and how it ranks. Listen.
Fiorina's plan would mean slashing Social Security and Medicare, which would devastate seniors. And she'd make abortion a crime.
Barbara Boxer on national security.
One of the very important national security issues we face, frankly, is climate change.
Terrorism kills. And Barbara Boxer's worried about the weather.
Okay, let's talk about the Barbara Boxer attack on Carly Fiorina. She would slash Social Security and Medicare and devastate seniors. How do you rate that?
We rated that barely true on our Truth-O-Meter, and this has been an exaggeration from a lot of Democrats, particularly about Social Security. What the Democrats have said is that Republicans want to privatize Social Security. And in many cases, they're connecting dots that are pretty distant. In this case, there just wasn't much evidence that Fiorina would do that. Republicans this year, and this will be interesting, I think, if to the extent they take over the House, Republicans have not offered very many specifics in this campaign, and so Democrats have really been grasping to try to attack them, and in many cases like this have overreached.
And of course, Fiorina comes from the private sector, so she doesn't have a track record, so again, it's even harder to pin down. Let's talk about Fiorina's attack on Barbara Boxer, saying she doesn't care about terrorism. What do you say about that?
Yeah, that was that one got our lowest rating, pants on fire. We found that there was just a huge distortion there. Boxer, she was referring to a case where Boxer brought up climate change and said it was one of the very important national security issues, which actually the government had also said. But she didn't say that she was more worried about the weather, of course, which is different than climate. So
all right, Bill,
That one got a pants on fire on PolitiFact.
Pants on fire. All right, Bill Adair, can we do a lightning round on the Florida race?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Marco Rubio.
Marco
Rubio, the Republican, says, Charlie Crist attacks me for positions he held like 6 months ago when he was running in the Republican primary. This is?
Barely true. We found that there was one case where there was some truth to that, but the other case was not the case.
Barely true. Okay, Kendrick Meek, he's the Democrat, says middle-class families throughout America would have to pay $6,000 a year to pay for tax cuts for the wealthy. This charge is
false. He was off by a factor of 10.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist accuses Rubio of saying that people who essentially don't agree with him ought to leave the country, like Keith Olbermann. This is
true. Marco Rubio really said that.
All right. You know, I love how this works. And, of course, we can go to PolitiFact and actually get more information on the kinds of evaluations you're doing. And if we hear a honker, can we give you a call and have you evaluated for us?
You can try as long as it's something that we're researching. There is solid journalism behind this, so it's not like I can do armchair punditry.
All right, well, we'll have you back.
Into it,
we got some time. Walkman's being retired, buddy. We're talking about that on the show. What was on your playlist?
The River, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that's a good one. Bill Adair, editor of PolitiFact, Washington Bureau Chief of the St. Petersburg Times on Truth and Falsity in 2010. Sounds like it's mostly false. Thanks, Bill.
Bruce Springsteen, Truth.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.